If you weren't around last week, or if you are new to St. John's Episcopal Church or visiting our congregation this morning, I'll give you a couple warnings. The first is maybe you didn't expect to see ENN here, the Episcopal News Network, filming you while you are worshiping. And I would also forewarn you that we are spending the season of Advent being mindful when we zip our coats up or we zip our coats down. Last week, if you were here, you got one of these, and inside that you would find a zipper pull that has written on one side the word present and on the other the logo of our church. And that is just a tool, a trick meant to ground us in the present during this holy season of Advent. And if you didn't have a chance to get one of those last week, or you want another one for this week, or you're visiting us for one Sunday and you want to grab one there in the basket in the back of the church. If you were here last week, you have some sense that Advent, this church season that we find ourselves in, this season before Christmas, if you were around last week, you have some sense that that season opens with a bit of a biblical boom. We had this strong prophetic apocalyptic text. And sometimes those texts can be a bit disruptive. Or maybe at first we struggle to relate to them as we choose to live our lives on the lighter side of things. And that's a choice to be affirmed, I believe. But then we slow ourselves down. We zip our coats down and we zip our coats up, and we find that we are present to the present moment. We're open to living the full human experience, and perhaps we take a different perspective with these texts. Not one of gloom and doom necessarily, but a more measured take on the fact that life indeed does deliver real challenges. Trauma and tragedy have their place in our lives, where we live and move and relate to one another. Life, in fact, is not all puppy dogs, poetry, and soft, snowy days. And Luke, the narrator, reminds us that it is in these moments of struggle or stress or strain, it is in these moments, if we have eyes for it, that we catch a glimpse of the kingdom coming. And so we've purposefully directed ourselves here in this church to spend Advent, this season before the season, or this Christian season that runs concurrent to the holiday season, we've directed ourselves to spend this season cultivating a practice of staying present to the present moment. The idea behind this practice, the wisdom behind this practice, is that being present to the present moment, living a mindful life, is what helps us develop that broader perspective on living, where trauma and tragedy might strangely but not naively live alongside hope. We lean toward being present to the present moment because it's just that practice that helps us embrace the future, where the babe is born again among us and the Spirit comes alongside our lives as partner or advocate. As we involve ourselves more closely with reality, hope emerges. And we have another small dose of that from Luke this morning. You might not hear it right out of the gates, but it's there for sure. Trust me, the reading is probably familiar to many of us because it's a part of Luke's nativity story. It's become a part of the Christmas story, though for us we get it in this season of Advent. It starts with a bang, but to be totally transparent, maybe it's a bit of an insider bang. The first verse and a half reads, "In the 15th year of the reign of the emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea and Herod was ruler of Galilee and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness." Now I know when we read these historical genealogies, they can have a tendency, maybe not for y'all, but for me, they can have a tendency to sort of float in one ear and out the other, right? It happens from time to time, maybe if we're really distracted. But let me assure you, they're important. Luke is doing something for us here. Luke is grounding us in time. He's grounding God in time. He's saying, remember when that happened? Oh, you don't? It was when Tiberius and Pilate and Herod and Philip and Lysanias and Annas and Caiaphas had the wheel. Remember? Yeah, that time. Now, to be honest, he makes the list long on purpose. He wants us to really get it. It's a little funny. Like, you don't really hear that when it's read in church, but when it's like this laundry list of leaders, he's grounding us in a specific moment. Now you remember. Now you remember. We humans mark time that way, with people and events. Oh, yeah, that was during 41's presidency. Or no, that was the way things were before 9/11. But to be sure, Luke is not just recounting human history. His intention is to ground God in place and time. And in grounding God in time and place, he's grounding God in the lives of humanity. He's putting God right in the middle of us. He's grounding God in the lives of his readers then at the time of the writing, and he's grounding God again this morning in a church in the Intermountain West of the United States of America. Luke wants us to know that this is how God rolls. God rolls right in the middle of the human posse. God is right in the middle of the congregation of people in this church, in every church in America this morning, in every gathering of humanity across the globe. This is how God rolls, right in the middle of us, not above us, not beneath us, not way, way, way alongside us out there somewhere. God rolls right here, right here, right here, in the middle of little old us. Jackson, Wyoming, early winter, snowy, snowy day, at least on the ground, right here in the middle. And I lean toward that and I'm just like, wow, I love that. I need that. I need that. We do. God, right here in the middle of all we are and all we do. That's not all Luke is doing. There's more. He's working around the reintroduction of John the Baptist to the story. He's telling us what God is up to right in the midst of us, what God is doing, how God occupies space is also a part of Luke's work this morning. He says, every valley shall be filled and every mountain shall be made low. Now, admittedly, maybe not a metaphor that resonates with us here, right? Because we like to walk up mountains and we like to descend in valleys, but we know what he's after here. We know the point that he's trying to make. Every valley shall be filled. Every mountain shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight and the rough ways made smooth, he says. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. All flesh shall see the salvation of God. Wow. Not a few, not some, not just us. All flesh. God isn't here just as a witness, and God isn't here just to travel alongside us either. God is here alongside us then and now, right in the middle of us, past and present, present at this present moment, so that the crooked ways shall be made straight and the rough ways shall be made smooth. God has come into the midst of us to help and serve and nurture and heal and direct, so that the rough ways will be made smooth. A life lived with God in the midst of us is a life of human flourishing and a life of well-being, a life of depth and meaning. And we know being in touch with the full human experience, we know that we will experience hard time too. And God is among us at the best and at the worst and everywhere in between. God is at work in the middle of all we are and all we do. This is how God rolls, and this is good news. This, in fact, is the coming of the kingdom. This is the kingdom that we know from the words of Jesus, from our own practices, from that wonderful new Advent banner that we have over there now. We know this is the kingdom coming, and we know that the kingdom is now. It is at hand. It is in the midst of us. It is fleshy. It is sitting right next to you, and it is sitting behind you and in front of you and across the room from you. And I can tell you that the kingdom is also unaffiliated with the party that you are affiliated with or the one you oppose to. The kingdom is much bigger than a party. So where does that leave us? Early December, snow on the ground, cool in the air, Advent, week 2, 2018, Jackson, Wyoming, present to the present moment. It leaves us with a sense that we are grounding ourselves in this season. We are grounding ourselves in the present, and we are grounding ourselves in the present. When we do that, we're grounding ourselves in reality, in the real and full human experience. That experience that indicates tumult, and the same experience that indicates bliss and everything in between, every little thing. And in this grounding in the present, in this grounding in reality, we are wide open to the full human experience. And in being wide open, in being wide open to the full human experience, we find God, the Creator, right here, right in the middle of our lives, right in the middle of our human experience, not distant or aloof, but loving us all the way, all the way. We find that when we develop eyes for the kingdom. And this year we're doing that work, developing eyes for the kingdom, simply by zipping our coats on and zipping them off. Simple. Present to the present moment. A moment. Yet another moment when we find that God is loving us. Amen.